Ready?
Okay.
Going to sleep, Nina, my darling, while I sing your lullaby. Fear thou no danger, Nina. Brightest flowers blow for thee, darling little sister, dear to me. Go to sleep, my baby, go to sleep, my baby, bye. By Martha Swain, October 1, 1961, as sung to me by my mother, who was from Welland, Ontario, Canada.
The old black cat, and then it's the same chorus. Some may like the tortoise shell, others like the white as well. Let them choose twixt this and that, but give to me the old black cat. Lord Lovell, he stood at the castle gate, a-combing his milk white steed, when out came Lady Nancy Bell, her lover for to see. Oh, where are you going, Lord Lovell, she said. Oh, where are you going, said she. I'm going, my dear Lady Nancy Bell, fair London for to see. He hadn't been gone but a year and a day, fair London for to see, when wandering thoughts came into his mind, and Lady Nancy him see. So he rode and he rode on his milk-white steed till he reached fair London town, and there he heard the church bells ring and people mourning round. Is anybody dead, Lord Lovell, he said. Is anybody dead, said he. The squire's daughter's dead, Lord Lovell, they said, and some call her Lady Nancy. Now I've lost then, but he ordered the shroud to be folded down, and there he kissed her pale cold lips, and the tears came trickling down, 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 and the tears came trickling down. Now an old lady to live be 95 used to sing that to me. And I cannot recall the tune. It's curious.
What was her name?
Mrs. George Ripley. Mm-hmm. Mm. You want the, go ask your mother. Oh, well, dear, go ask your mother. If you, you see, I can't go up. My bride may be. If she says no, return and tell me, and I'll no longer trouble thee. Poor old Anna. Oh, Willie, dear, I dare not ask her, for she lies in her bed at rest, and by her side a silver dagger will pierce the heart that I love best. Oh, Mary, dear, go ask your father, if you this night my bride may be. If he says no, return and tell me, and I'll no longer trouble thee. Oh, Willie, dear, I dare not ask him, for he lies in his bed at rest, and by his side a silver dagger will pierce the heart that I love best. Then Willie took the silver dagger and pierced his aching breast, saying, farewell, darling Mary, soon I will be at rest. Then Mary took the silver dagger and pierced her aching breast, saying, farewell, darling mother, now Willie and I are at rest. You see, my forebears settled in Pennsylvania, and I think she got most of those in that region.
Mm-hmm.
It is curious. Now, of course, then there's that game, but that's in the Cecil Sharp book, I'm sure. There came an old man from over the lee, ha-ha, but I wouldn't have him. Came over the lee, and according to me, with his old gray beard just newly shaven. My mother, she begged me go open the door. Ha ha, but I won't have him. I went to the door and he bowed to the floor with his old gray beard just newly shaven. My mother, she begged me go get him some fish. Ha ha, but I won't have him. I got him some fish and he swallowed the dish with his old gray beard just newly shaven. My mother, she begged me go light him to bed. Ha ha, but I won't have him. I went to the bed and he asked me to wed with his old gray beard just newly shaven. My mother, she begged me go get him from bed. Ha ha, but I won't have him. I went to his bed and I found he was dead with his old gray beard just newly shaven. What do you
That's what, where'd you learn that one?
Mother.
Yonder hill there lives a widow. Who she is, I do not know. I'll go court her for her beauty if her answer is not no. Rattle-a-ma-doo-tum-a-doo-tum-a-doo-tum-a-rattle-a-ma-doo-tum-a-doo-tum-a-doo. You want all the other verses? Madam, I have come to see you, some kind favor to obtain. If you'll kindly entertain me, then perhaps I'll come again. Rattle-a-ma-doo-tum-a-doo-tum-a-doo-tum-a-rattle-a-ma-doo-tum-a-doo-tum-a-doo. So you say you come to see me, some kind favor to obtain. I will kindly entertain you if you will not come again. Rattle-a-ma-doo-tum-a-doo-tum-a-doo-tum-a-rattle-a-ma-doo-tum-a-doo-tum-a-doo.
Sing it all if you don't mind.
Madam, I have gold and silver. Madam, I have house and land. Madam, I have a world of treasures. All shall be at your command. Rattle-a-ma-doo-tum-a-doo-tum-a-doo-tum-a-rattle-a-ma-doo-tum-a-doo-tum-a-doo. What care I for your gold and silver? What care I for your house and land? What care I for your world of treasures? All I want is a handsome man. Rattle-a-ma-doo-tum-a-doo-tum-a-doo-tum-a-rattle-a-ma-doo-tum-a-doo-tum-a-doo. Oh, it is a handsome color when it gets another dip. When young men they go a-courting, they're pretty apt to get the slip. Rattle-a-ma-doo-tum-a-doo-tum-a-doo-tum-a-rattle-a-ma-doo-tum-a-doo-tum-a-doo. There was a frog lived in a well, frinktum bottom and a kaimo. There was a mouse lived in a mill, frinktum bottom and a kaimo. Kaimo came, killed her waymo, kaimo. Sim Stampama did a lot about a rinktum, frinktum bottom and a kaimo. This frog he would a wooing go, frinktum bottom and a kaimo. Whether his mother would let him or no, frinktum bottom and a kaimo. Kaimo came, killed her waymo, kaimo. Slim Stampama did a lot about a rinktum, frinktum bottom and a kaimo. He rode unto Miss Mouse's hall, frinktum bottom and a kaimo. And there he did both knock and call, frinktum bottom and a kaimo. Kaimo came, killed her waymo, kaimo. Slim Stampama did a lot about a rinktum, frinktum bottom and a kaimo. He took Miss Mouse up on his knee, frinktum bottom and a kaimo. And he said, Miss Mouse, will you have me, frinktum bottom and a kaimo. Kaimo came, killed her waymo, kaimo. Slim Stampama did a lot about a rinktum, frinktum bottom and a kaimo. Not without Uncle Rat's consent, frinktum bottom and a kaimo. Would I marry the president, frinktum bottom and a kaimo. Kaimo came, killed her waymo, kaimo. Slim Stampama did a lot about a rinktum, frinktum bottom and a kaimo. So Uncle Ratty gave consent, frinktum bottom and a kaimo. And to the parsonage they did went, frinktum bottom and a kaimo. Kaimo came, killed her waymo, kaimo. Slim Stampama did a lot about a rinktum, frinktum bottom and a kaimo. And what do you think the bride was dressed in? Frinktum bottom and a kaimo. Pea green silk and a diamond brass breastpin. Frinktum bottom and a kaimo. Kaimo came, killed her waymo, kaimo. Slim Stampama did a lot about a rinktum. Frinktum bottom and a kaimo. And what do you think they had for tea? Well, that wouldn't take it, would it?
Sure.
And shall I begin then?
Just say, yeah, what do you think they had for tea? Go ahead.
And what do you think they had for tea? Frinktum Baramanakaimo. Two green beans and a black-eyed pea. Frinktum Baramanakaimo. Kaimo, kaimo, kilter, waimo, kaimo. Stim, stem, pama, did a lot about a rinktum. Frinktum Baramanakaimo. And Jemima climb a tree, and she had a stick to boost her. And there she sat a shelling corn for her old Bob de Rooster.
Okay.
When I was single, I lived at my ease. Now I am married and a husband to please. Three small children to maintain. I wish in my heart I was single again. One cries, Mama, I want a piece of bread. Another cries, Mama, I want to go to bed. Wash them and dress them, put them all in bed. In comes husband a-wishing them all dead. All young men, when they first fall in love, it's all my little honey and my little turtle dove. But when you get married, it is no such a thing. Get up and get the breakfast, you cross ugly thing. All young men, when they strut about the town, one would think was worth £1,000. Look into their pockets, not a penny will you find. Oh, how fickle is a young man's mind.
That's cute, isn't it?
Say who you learned it from.
What shall I say, my husband's mother or Nellie Nichols?
Nellie Nichols, your husband's mother.
Nellie Nichols, my husband's mother.
Mm-hmm.
Suppose, my little lady, your doll should break her head. And wouldn't have, and, got it now. Suppose, my little lady, your doll should break her head. And could you make it whole by crying till your nose and eyes was red? And wouldn't it be wiser to treat it as a joke and say you was glad your doll is not your head?
A maiden of an uncertain age to get a husband did engage. But being past the prime of life, in striving to become a wife, without success, this ancient maid, beneath an oak tree, knelt and prayed. Unconscious that a grave old owl was perched above, the music fell. Oh, give a husband, give, she cried, while yet I may become a bride. Soon will my days of grace be o'er, and then like other maids before, I'll die without an early love, and none to meet me there above. O Lord, 'tis fate too hard to bear. But answer, Lord, my humble prayer, and all a husband give to me. Just then the old owl in the tree, in deep bass tone, cried, Who? 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 Lord, dost thou ask me who? Why, good Lord, any man will do.
When I was a little girl about so high, Mama used to take a stick and make me cry. But now I'm a big girl and Mama can't do it. Daddy takes a stick and tends right to it.
Okay. An old white hen with yellow legs would laid her master many eggs, which from the nest the boys had taken to put in cake and fry with bacon. She was resting in an outwood hovel with barrel, birdcage, barn door, shovel, when an old fox came along one night when the moon was shining bright. Good evening, madam, how do you do? I'm none the better, sir, for seeing you. Ah, better you need never be. You were always good enough for me. Isn't it awful about heaven?